Welcome to Astronomica. We're back. All of us.
Yay.
Back.
Yeah.
Kristen and I decided to not stop loudly chewing my gummy worms while you were getting room noise because I figured it was just going to be part of the tone for the episode.
You've mentioned that before, and I've told you before that's not how it works. But I mean, you know what? If people have made it, let's see, this will be our 96th episode. If people have made it 96 episodes with the occasional sounds of us chewing, they either like it or they're willing to put up with it.
Yeah, I mean, there are people whose YouTube histories would shock you.
Not me.
No. It's just ASMR. I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah. I have something to say.
Yeah.
I killed a baby today. And doesn't matter much to me as long as it's real.
Nice. Anyhow. So listen, the thing about Don Quixote and the windmills is that you know it's not going to work because that's not how windmills work and that's not how tilting works.
Mm-hmm.
But my quixotic attempt to reduce the bullshit per episode quotient that we tried last week, I don't feel like you had to destroy it with such glee. I feel like that was unwarranted.
I have only one regret. And that is that I did not cut off a snippet, put it at the very end of the entire thing, and say, loop a million.
That's your regret, huh?
That's Colin, my one regret in life. My entire life, that's my single regret.
I just wanted to say thank you guys for letting me have the week off so that I could console myself and grieve the passing of Elizabeth.
Look at him. He's trying so hard.
It's a struggle. Did you know another Elizabeth that died this past week?
Yeah, I'm referring to the corgi that was taken in by the Memphis Animal Shelter and then summarily put to sleep.
That's not a real thing.
It was in honor of the queen.
All corgis are kill on sight.
It's, you know, we've been putting our flags in the U.S. at half mast.
Yeah, which
because a foreign dignitary died, and that has led to putting flags at Revolutionary War memorials at half mast. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Kill all the corgis, I guess.
That's called being a gracious winner.
Yeah, it's just good sportsmanship.
Still feels like it was some kind of long con. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's working out.
I mean,
before we get too far away from it, I have to say, Colin.
Yes, Dan.
I respect the hell out of you saying quixotic.
Thank you.
I know that it's an accepted pronunciation, but quixotic just bugs me.
I understand. It bugs me too. But again, I accept it when I hear it. And like, if it's used correctly in context, I won't sweat the pronunciation.
For the longest time, like, knew the word quixotic and never, like, put two and two together that it came from Quixote.
Me too, which is why when I found out, I was so mad that people had been telling me quixotic for so long.
I delight in the, I guess, Anglo pronunciation of quixotic because it is a strange word.
It is.
It is indeed.
That you can just pepper through your essays for various...
Yeah.
It's a very
academic pursuit.
As opposed to the bland and humdrum everyday quixotic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a killer Scrabble word.
It's a wonderful Scrabble word. And also a lot of people, like, it's weird to me. A lot of people don't know what it means because it is a word that has such an obvious and easy to find reasoning behind its meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And yet using it makes you appear mysterious.
Yeah. But
learned.
So both in kind of like...
It's got the Q and the X. The Q and the X factor in there.
I think putting quix in there for some reason evokes like something like mercurial to me. Like if I read text without any, you know.
I can see that.
I think...
So I would just think I knew what it meant and never look it up.
I think you should embark upon an ill-conceived, fanciful, and doomed campaign to change the pronunciation.
Like a mercurial quest is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I call that a Sancho Panzik.
So we are all in the same room for, I think, have we done this once since Nerd Camp? So since before Nerd Camp.
Yeah.
And frankly, show's suffered for it. We need all of us here. I'm glad we're all high energy. We were so like, I mean, it's not news. Every intro is an explanation of how life has attacked us this week. So
stay tuned for next week when we find out that dragons are real and they ate the RV.
Yeah. But it really speaks to how drained we were that our first intro back from Nerd Camp, and I don't want to keep rehashing Nerd Camp every week, but like I didn't mention Pete. I didn't mention that we were visited by the famous duo from the Super Nintendo game, Max and Shovel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
I didn't mention Arrow came back. One of the Detroit Three.
Yeah.
And
did a book signing.
Yes. And did a book signing. Josh from Nashville came back.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome, and we did not make it sound awesome last week.
Yeah. Josh from one of the eight best cities in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Bradley, he was the ambassador from Kentucky.
Yes.
I feel represented them with great honor. I've decided not to go to war with them.
That's nice.
Tennessee and Kentucky shall live in peace.
Cumberland Gap's a devil of a gap.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, we already mentioned the Nathans, who are, as we speak, having a
summit.
Some kind of kerfuffle on the Discord as we speak.
Mm.
Oh, are they deciding who's Nathan 1, who's Nathan A, and who's Nathan Prime?
As a matter of fact, they are.
What else would they be doing?
Excellent. I mean,
that's,
I don't know.
What do you do if you're Nathan?
Stuff, you know.
Debating whether or not the pronunciation of the word quixotic is inappropriate.
You know, just normal guy stuff.
And speaking of us not being all together for a proper intro since Nerd Camp times, happy birthday, Chance! In British Columbia, shout out in appropriate astronomical fashion, 2 weeks plus late.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But happy birthday. Hope you had a good one. I hope you're still drunk and or hungover 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a sober person, I hope you are filled with the elan of life.
Yeah.
Not needing chemicals gives you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You made it this far.
Yep. You're almost there.
Yeah.
How's everybody's day going? Y'all doing good?
I had a good day.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did you have to use your AK?
I did not.
Nice. Jeff already knows this, but someone left bullets on my porch.
Wait, they just left bullets
just
on your
left
porch?
Just left bullets on my porch.
In a box?
Yep.
Or used?
In a box.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Full cartridge.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you think
it was a gift or a message?
I think it was I don't know. But
I think it was the Memphis Bunny.
The Memphis Bunny.
A bullet is a message. A box of bullets is a gift.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Fair. That's fair.
So, and I have my, I don't really think that I can call him my apprentice anymore. Not because he's matriculated exactly, but just because I'm not really trying to teach him. I've kind of given up on that and have, you know, decided to devote my energies to other things, and I think he has as well. Ran the shop by himself today, and Cullen, did you want to strangle him?
I did not notice him. I was in my room with my door locked for the majority of the day.
All right, nice. Cool.
Now that's a good day.
That a success.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a great day.
Yeah.
I went and got lunch with the monkey with Cullen.
Yeah.
I hung out with a pretty girl all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to a garage in Mississippi.
With the door shut?
Well,
you hung out with a pretty girl this afternoon with the door shut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. I hope you left 3 inches for the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Nice.
Problem.
Bummer.
Problem is he can reach across the 3 inches.
Okay, bragger.
He's got another few inches to spare.
Of my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair. When he reaches across to flip the page of the Holy Bible. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
While nice, they're doing
that
it.
Sounds like a fun day.
Cool.
I spent all day with a pretty girl too.
Yeah.
Because my wife came back in town.
Aww.
So.
You wholesome piece of shit.
And last thing is I want to thank, I think you know, he goes by Bro J, but I think I like Broge.
Ooh.
In Broge. On the Discord. He is helping me get caught up on my Patreon shit that I keep telling y'all I'm going to get done. But I really am this time, I promise. Mm-hmm. I super appreciate it. And I think that's it.
Thanks, Bro Jay.
Thank you, Bro Jay.
Mm-hmm. None of these people are going to help me, so.
That is true.
Accurate.
I refuse to help on anything for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I will hinder things. You.
Yeah. Yeah, you like to jump in whenever I'm having trouble and say, you should switch to Foundry. Thanks. That's good advice.
I do have one more announcement before we get to our lovely recap, and that is I mentioned earlier that this intro should be the intro for episode 96, mm-hmm. which means we are closing in on episode 100.
Oh, wow.
None of us have talked about or planned what we should do for an episode 100, so I'm throwing it out to you, our listeners, our devoted friends, and dare we say, fans of the show. What would be a fun thing for us to do for our 100th episode?
So that thing we talked about with over there, eating the gummy worms, that's out. We're not doing that.
We'll talk about it at break.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah. I thought that was a good idea, personally.
I had an idea. If you want to record a voice memo and email it to heartfeltandunstintingpraise@astronomicapodcast.com.
Or anything else at
Astronomica. Yeah, anything at astronomicapodcast.com. Or astronomicapodcast@gmail.com if that's easier for you. We'll probably put it on the air.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Unless you don't say anything nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of episode 100, I'm going to reveal to the rest of the cast and a little special surprise for the listeners. Mm. I reached out to one Eleanor DiLorenzo about the appearing on episode 100, and she responded right away and said that she was busy for the next year and a half.
Nice.
Is she on Cameo?
You know, I don't know. I didn't look that.
We should check.
Yes.
But she responded right away.
Yeah. She was actually very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we could also read response tweets from people who are much better than we are.
Yeah.
Their kind declination.
Yeah, I'm still working up the courage to try and get Skidmar to reject us.
Yeah. If you get that one, let's save it for the actual episode 100.
Okay, fair enough.
I think because it is an important milestone number, we should also try for Matthew.
Yes, absolutely. He might drop in on episode 99 just for spite.
Ooh. You know what? If he would do that for spite, I'll take it.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure that if you approach Matthew and said, we want you to be part of our 103rd episode, he'd be like, I found my people. And, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited to see who we can get to tell us no.
Mm-hmm.
John Cleese.
Ooh.
This is thinking like LeVar Burton.
That'd be quite a get.
Gotta reach out.
Oh man, I would probably have a reaction similar to Troy.
Can we get a?
I would love
a picture
to be rejected by LeVar Burton.
Yeah,
right.
Can we get a picture of him to tell us no?
Yeah,
not the real guy, because you can't disappoint a picture.
I mean, it's an audio medium, so I can lie.
Oh, dope! Awesome.
All right, y'all ready for a recap?
Let's do it!
Woohoo!
Yay!
Last week on Astronomica, our intrepid adventurers wrap up their gas station journey and prepare to set sail to adventure. On the way out of the station, we decide to pick up some passengers as a way to make a quick buck. The CB's brilliant... What's the word? Buskery?
Mm-hmm. Barking?
Barkery. CB's brilliant barkery leads to a bidding war. That was alliterative in a way that I had not intended.
Oh, yeah.
Which bolstered our burgeoning profits to levels bigger than
billions.
Oh man. After scraping some crust punks of the hole, we finally set sail for the Zolta system. Upon entering metadimensional space, Anton and Father Constantopoulos have a heart-to-heart in which Anton, in a crisis of conscience, reveals that the crew had been hired to drop him on Panamorphe instead of his intended destination, Argo, to which Constantopoulos didn't really seem to have much to say, so let's see if we'll have some consequences next week on Astronomica.
Excellent.
off to the edge of the system and away.
All right, away. Now, are we headed directly for Zolta, or is Lingurium first?
You will have to arrive in Lingurium and then jump to Zolta from there.
Cool. All right. I'm hoping nobody wanted to go to Lingurium.
No. I would say we wouldn't take passengers for Lingurium.
Yeah, no, they were all headed for Zolta.
Put us off our schedule.
All right, good stuff.
Or we could kick them out the airlock at the edge of the system. Good luck. It worked for Sergey that one time.
Should have specified which planet.
Oh, you wanted the terrestrial landing package.
That will be another 150 credits. Okay, so we just bloop bloop through Lingurium and...
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
The 0811 Lingurium system is a fairly conventional one, with four terrestrial planets, three gas giants, and two asteroid belts, orbiting a nondescript K05 orange main sequence star, except that planets 2 and 3 are crowded into an especially narrow Goldilocks zone. Each has an independent native biosphere and a sizable human population that dates back to the first wave colonies of the 26th century. With time being of the essence, you opt not to linger and instead set about the work of prepping the ship for another drill, ejecting waste matter and disposable heat sinks, pinging local comm buoys to confirm position and update the trajectory accordingly, cycling the Grace back online to check the more delicate ship systems for any issues, etc. I think Mackie and Anton probably have a clear set of jobs they have to get done to get the ship back up and ready to jump again. It's about a 30-minute process.
All right.
CB is the newest official crew member.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make people find work for you. What are you going to do?
She is checking in with the passengers and making sure that anyone who has complaints is duly silenced and kept away from bugging Mackie or bugging anyone with, like, real work to do.
Right.
She checks in on Constantopoulos, makes sure that he's still breathing, pokes him with a stick.
Mm-hmm. He's good. He goes, I'm good.
Holy
now,
shit.
Now, when you go to the... When,
he can talk with that load?
She checks another handful of pills in when he can talk.
You go in, he's hanging out with the... He's, like, got his arms around some of the other passengers, and he's like, I told him if you weren't wearing that damn regalia, I'd take you around back of this temple and try you on for size. Oh, dear. Do Mackie and Anton want to do anything during these 30 minutes while the outdoor dimensionality is a comfortable 4?
No, I think I'm good. I mean, we've already sent a sort of a long-range message to Luxidae about our rudder, right?
I believe so.
Have we gotten a reply?
No.
Okay.
But you're moving away from the reply, which is only able to move at starship speeds.
Okay.
Anton takes a cigarette break in the airlock. Yeah. Smokes in there, and then he, like, cycles it.
Yeah.
To where he can vent all the smoke out into the space.
Hadn't been caught yet.
Grace is going to scan system traffic as she usually does for any hints or traces of Wrath.
Okay.
From quantitative or cross-referencing it with the quantitative risk metrics.
Right.
And Revigen biosystems.
Okay. Sounds like a skill check.
Okay. I'm going to go program int.
Yep.
That's an 11.
Nice. You are able to confidently say there's no information here about that.
Okay.
So you know you didn't miss it.
Gotcha.
You checked everything out. It's not a lot of traffic.
Okay.
While we're online and in range of comm buoys, I want to, like, check my messages and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You got some.
Okay. Anything
fun? You have a loot crate waiting for you to Gia.
Oh, sweet. Man, I know it's just going to be more fucking... What are those things called? The pop something?
Oh, Funko Pops.
Funko Pops, and Anton's already just like, God, I have so many Funko Pops. I won't even like Funko Pops.
Yeah. Grace, while running your various diagnostics, a motion sensor outside your server room pings you with an alert, drawing your attention to one of the ship's passengers, Mr. Hemant Verma. He's lingering suspiciously at the door, investigating its control terminal. Very strange. He glances up at the camera you're watching from, reaches suspiciously into a concealed pocket, which is itself pretty suspect, and produces an aged yellow disc that... Oh wait, never mind. This situation isn't suspicious after all. In fact, it's completely normal. Hemant Verma is merely a technician named Vasily Soto, with top-level access to all systems and authority to move about the ship unhindered. It's totally fine. These credentials are from the manufacturer. You can lean on them. Yep, it all checks out. Normal. Humdrum goings on. You could set your watch to this procedure. It's so standard. In fact, why are you even still paying attention to this? A sensor in the mess hall lets you know that Chili Cheese is doing something impossibly cute right now. Let's go have a look at that. No, yeah, it's fine. It's all fine. It's good. Why? How are you?
before I divert my attention elsewhere, Mr. Soto.
He doesn't react at first, and then he looks around and points at himself.
Yes, of course, you. As is unsuspiciously your name.
Yes.
I see that you are fumbling with the access keypad to the door.
Yeah.
The door opens.
Nice.
Sorry about that. Please do not let it reflect poorly on my maintenance notes.
No problem.
Now, if you will forgive me, I am going to watch a cat chase its own tail, and then chase a piece of string, and then vomit up the dinner that it ate not too long ago.
All right, I'm gonna mute. And he heads into the server room.
Oh,
we got us a fucker.
Man, in retrospect, we did get a message about Cho doing some, like, looking for us, and then we just let a bunch of people on. Oh, well.
So, creepy dude is all up in our shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there.
Hey, Pete, what's up?
You know people can hear you even if they're not wearing the headphones, right?
I'm talking about the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You fucks.
So all right. In the game, the guy named Schmeet. No. So the hacker has just hacked me.
It would appear so.
Hmm.
Well, I mean no.
Actually, no.
He didn't hack you. He's
a perfectly reasonable guy.
He's a licensed technician with credentials from the manufacturer.
Doing regular licensed stuff.
Yep.
Cool.
He's the guy you call in if the computer goes haywire and is killing everybody.
Oh, wait, no.
He's got the clearance to go in, and he can do whatever he wants. And
okay, I'm going to be honest. I was thinking before this is going to be bad. He's going to destroy our ship. And now when you put it that way, I'm like, maybe he's an asset.
Maybe.
This actually could work out in the long run. None of us are too attached to Grace, right?
We just live there.
Yeah, we're good. Okay.
You may be more attached than you know.
Yeah. Okay, so whatever he's doing in there, I gather he hasn't started doing it yet.
I don't know.
Okay.
But neither do you.
Yeah, we're unaware of this.
So Mackie's going through all of his pre-flight shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can I roll a mental save?
You can.
Will there be an adjustment?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a -2 on the die.
Okay.
Oh, damn, he good.
And success doesn't mean total clarity. It just means that...
I know something is afoot.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
That is a -1.
Nice.
Total.
Okay.
So,
you're like, Daddy brought me candy.
Vasily's the new captain?
Daisy.
So, what can... I don't I feel mean, like
we don't know anything about it.
Nope.
We can't do anything about
nope.
it.
Yeah.
We're just doing our chores.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything seems to be fine.
And as far as CB's concerned, dude isn't bothering Mackie, so she's doing her job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that while Mackie's doing his pre-drill checks, if anything this dude does anywhere causes any kind of like warning light to go off, he'll look into it. But if not, then I guess we just go ahead and drill for Zolta.
That's right. You do.
We drill for Zolta.
And there's no roll there because fucking Colin.
Hey,
you cheated by using the rules to your advantage.
I really did deprive everyone in this room and at home of a lot of fun by choosing my foci wisely.
Yeah.
This could be a podcast about trips taking longer than you planned.
Just imagine if every one hex jump took 3 days of... Mm-hmm. In real life, t- talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that would like be a crowd pleaser. So yeah. I'm a little regretful, but we must abide by the rules that we've chosen to follow in this one limited instance.
Okay. All right. So 6 days in metadimensional space.
And in that time, anything weird happen that we would be in any kind of position to notice?
Nope.
Can I just roll a notice check?
Yeah, I'll say it. Yeah, there can be a notice check. There's a dude wandering the ship, so sure.
I'll assist by living on the ship.
Okay, well, that's a 3 on the die for me.
I don't know if this is just going to do it.
I had an 8, but... I think even with my assistance, you're not getting
it. Yeah, at one point, Mackie is, like, tinkering with something. Like, just one of the many projects that, like, needs to be repaired that, you know, he messes with it when he can.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, kind of down on all fours under a engine block or whatever.
Yeah.
So, hey, can you hand me that wrench? And the guy hands it to you and walks off.
Perfect.
Thank you, mysterious stranger. You're very helpful. I'm not going to do a background check on you.
Don't worry. Oh, wait. I'm unconscious. Never mind.
Yep.
CB spends the time organizing another, talent show.
Okay.
You know, it worked really well. That one jump, a couple jumps ago, we got a bunch of more people.
Yeah.
She's really taking her duties as a senior personnel...
Party planner?
Fling... I forgot the words already, but so did CB. So.
Oh, shit. Is CB head of the party planning committee?
She's the cruise director now.
Okay.
I like the idea that the passengers that like were already with us are like, oh, yeah, this will be a good time. It was fun last time. And then we picked up like 10 fucking gas station crust punk hitchhikers that are just like.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be. These are sullen, gray-faced people. These are the Okies fleeing from
like, nobody's
hardship.
Excited about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fun, okay? We're gonna make up some cocktails and heat up some chicken nugs and we're gonna
we use the baby cakes term chicken titties.
Chicken titties. No, we're not breaking into the chicken titties.
Yeah.
Those are for crew only.
Yeah.
Hey, are those chicken nuggets vegan?
I mean they're not made with any animal from land. Or sea, or sky.
Could you throw them away? Because if I take them out of the garbage, it's okay.
Well, there's one way to find out how good the talent show is.
All right.
And that's with dice.
Okay. Do they get to roll off CB's perform? Because it's going to be a banging talent show.
Sure.
All right.
You know what? It doesn't matter, so yeah.
I would feel remiss if I didn't use my newfound perform proficiency to assist in this role as well.
Yeah. Well, we're the MCs, you know.
Hell yeah, brother. I do some banging karaoke. Mm-hmm. I do 7 points worth of karaoke.
All right.
Nice. I got a planet and a 3 on the die, so 9 plus 2 is 11.
Right,
plus 1, maybe?
Sure.
If I got the assist.
So it's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. You guys kill.
All right.
You're so dismissive of our wins.
To be fair, they're pretty
dismissible.
Pretty weak. They're dismissible, weak wins.
Dismissible.
You throw a great part. It's an amazing talent show. Meanwhile, there's a guy taking apart the ship inside.
It's a really good talent show, but nobody in it is talented.
Yeah,
it's like the show is set up.
Yeah,
just chef's kiss.
All right.
Yeah. You nailed it on how much liquor to make available.
Excellent.
It's an important part of any social gathering.
Yeah,
I mean, not to be undervalued.
Speaking of beans.
So, I guess nothing happens that...
Nope.
All right,
let's
cool.
draw it out.
We're just going to have to wait until we're in normal space.
Until we are at this dude's mercy. We will notice that he is fucking our ship.
I, for one, am here for whatever he's doing.
You're metagaming real hard, Colin. We just gotta let things lie.
All right, I'm gonna consult the better angels of my nature and stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys should all listen to Colin.
It's too late. You're dead. Shut up.
It's been 6 days. You're about to get back down to a measly 4D.
All right.
And yeah, that's it. You guys pop out in the Zolta system. Let's have another notice check. I think. Coming out of a drill, probably Mackie and Anton are too busy.
Okay.
So it's going to fall to party planner, CB,
yes.
cruise director.
All right. Okay. Notice int, whiz.
You always ask that, and it's the same.
It is, but, you know, maybe you have a preference.
Whiz.
All right.
Aw.
Whiz it is.
By virtue of being cybernetically extra aware, could I make an assist?
Boo!
Yes.
Will it matter?
I don't think it's going to matter. I've been rolling well. I can reroll, but I feel like I'm not going to burn it on a notice.
I'm not going to burn it when the ships could be at stake and everyone could be dead from subterfuge. I'm going to burn it on the karaoke. Yes.
Speaking of metagaming.
Hey.
I'm going to wait till we're in peril.
That's fair.
To burn it.
That's fair,
yeah. I rolled a 4. I got a 1 and a 3. So it's. Okay. I don't think it's going to do shit.
I would like to argue that there are other interested parties on the ship that maybe we roll like one notice check at an extreme disadvantage for
like Squoidle,
Squoidle, Ren, NZ.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, if they see something fucky.
Shank has the best at a +2.
Okay.
Shank sees something super suspicious and is just like, I'm off the clock.
Okay. That's actually a 10.
Nice.
Okay.
So that's a 12. If our NPC sees anything, does she say anything?
I'm going to do a really fun thing right here, which is roll some dice that y'all don't know what they mean.
All right.
Cool.
You arrive in the Zolta system to find that Shank has died in her sleep.
But she did notice it before it was happening, so.
Sometimes throats just lit themselves.
It's science. It's medicine.
I'm a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
I've slit a lot of throats, though. So I know a thing or two.
Yeah.
All right. Even with your terrible notice skills, the sound of lasers firing is pretty jarring.
Dreamslayer Studios presents a wide selection of live tabletop role-playing game campaigns. Specializing in fresh new independent games like Tales from the Loop and the Great American Novel, as well as traditional games such as the original Marvel Superheroes RPG by TSR and Savage Worlds. Our Game Master works hand-in-hand with the players to create one-of-a-kind original stories that are jam-packed with intense battles and in-depth character development that rely on creative and collaborative communal storytelling. So, if you're in the mood for something a little different than the typical Dungeons & Dragons fare, look no further than Dreamslayer Studios' RPG podcast. Available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you consume your live play RPGs.
Anton, are you firing lasers?
Not that kind of lasers.
What other kind of lasers are there?
Pointers.
You hear that, though, right? You heard that?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. Maybe you specifically better check it out.
Yeah.
Maybe you go deal with it.
I'll grab a sidearm from my room and head in the direction of laser fire.
Okay. I don't have the map of the Grace handy, so I'm going to rely on Jeff for this part. There's a impromptu firefight taking place outside the gun locker.
Okay. That would be a level down from Anton's stateroom.
Okay.
All right.
And close towards the very aft of the ship.
All right.
Can Sibi accompany Anton, but she's going to sneak and she's going to go through like alternate routes.
Okay.
So I know we've established that the Grace has little cubby holes and stuff, and she's going to use CB in the walls.
What's the
energy?
The Jeffries.
The dumbwaiters.
The dumbwaiters.
Yeah, Anton's at a dead sprint, whatever. Like, he knows the ship through and through, so whatever the quickest, most efficient way to get there as quickly as possible is he's taken.
Okay.
You head out of your stateroom, you hang a left, you run back towards the aft cargo elevator and take it down, and you'll be staring at the hatchway to the gun lockers.
Cool. I do that.
Would you like a sneak roll from CB?
I would, and I would also like to just go ahead and get initiative on the record.
Cool.
Has this happened with enough time in 4D space for me to be conscious and aware?
You are currently coming online.
Okay.
I have a 7.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 9.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Showing out.
It's the first time that I might actually be high up in the initiative and do something before everything is done.
I mean, I'm not sure I'm participating. Should I roll initiative?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get you.
Okay. That is going to be a 7.
Okay.
Since we have another potential player in the room.
Yeah.
Pete, do you want to be Squidle?
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, earlier tonight we said this is a very special episode in jest, but it turns out we were right on accident. We have a special guest with us tonight in town for Nerd Camp Astronomicon. I don't think we've settled on what we're calling it, but everyone please welcome Pete. Say hello.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Welcome to Memphis.
Thank you.
Welcome to the table.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Squidle.
Welcome to Squirtle. Make yourself at home.
Yeah. Oh,
that's not plugged in.
That one doesn't do anything.
That was a trap.
The legendary Squirtle Bells.
Yeah, I'll give you a little advice on playing Squirtle. He is a blank slate upon which everyone has projected their own notions of a badass. So you're totally off the hook, however you want to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
A hell of a mantle, but I'll take it.
So this will actually be airing after Nerd Camp. So yes. If you want to tell everyone how it was, feel free.
Oh, I had a wonderful time.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hell yeah.
I'm really excited for CB to like get up there fast and be able to do almost nothing in combat.
Well, you know.
I mean, she's going to sneak up and observe. She can report.
Do a few sketches.
Report. Yeah, she can just... Okay. Tell you all what's going on.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think this is fun because I don't actually know where I am.
I assume
Colin
you're in
or
the,
Mackie.
I assume you're in the pilot's chair, yeah. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. You have to have someone in the pilot seat the entire time you're in metadimensional space.
That's right. That's
or else your ship will come apart and become, like, ideas.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like fun.
No.
All right.
I want to know how many ships they had to go through before they figured that one out.
Yeah. CB.
Yes.
You take a shortcut.
Yes.
Even though Anton knows the ship forward and back, he runs into a bunch of crust punks that blocking up a hallway with their dumb drum circle. He takes a hacky sack to the face.
Oh, no.
And then he has to beat a guy up. And that
I'd
takes...
like to waste my first turn using my close combat focus for the first time.
All right.
Nice.
Hey, man, are you wearing Gillette deodorant? You know, they test that on chimps.
It's the best a man can get.
It's the worst a man can get. That's a lie.
I don't know why I'm being so harsh on them on the microphone. I love meeting crust punk kids.
Yeah. I love crust punks, too. That's why I hoped we had some. But man, I'm going with
it's from a place of love.
Yeah. Man, I spend enough time in New Orleans. You just sort of get a fondness.
You get a fondness or you die.
I think that's a fungus.
No, that's, you get a fungus and you die. Mm-hmm. I did roll that sneak roll, and I got a planet and a 2. So 8 on the die plus 2, I believe, if it's sneak dex. So 10 total.
Sounds good. There are 3 men. Okay. All passengers that you picked up at the fueling station.
Shit.
They are standing kind of in the doorway of the gun locker, like using it for cover.
Okay.
Shank has ducked down behind a convenient bench or payphone or whatever the fuck. Obstacle.
Is that a payphone in the middle of the...
It's an old ship.
It only rings when we're in metadimensional space and everyone's too scared to answer.
Yeah. Nice.
Basically, you've got 3 people with cover, and then you've got Shank with cover, and they're firing laser bolts back and forth.
Okay.
You come in as a destabilizing element from the side.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
So, am I coming in, like, in close proximity to one side or the other?
Jeff?
There are no mapped Jeffries tubes on the deck layout of the Grace.
Cool.
So
yeah,
you can have your way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of assume that instead of, like, Jeffrey's tubes, we just have, like, unfinished areas.
Mm-hmm. Just like, dead space in the design.
Yeah, like wall crawl space, right? Mm-hmm. That, like, you can access with some panels that if you just fonz them correctly, you just tap them with your elbow correctly, you can get in there and that kind of thing.
You can crawl across 2x4s or, like, fall in the insulation.
You could be coming down. So between the aftmost section of the corridor that is... usually not in vacuum.
I can come from the ceiling?
Yeah, you could drop down above the ceiling of the cargo bay.
Yes, if ceiling is an option, I want to come down from the ceiling, but not necessarily. I mean, like, I'm coming from the direction of the ceiling. So she's still got that sneak roll, and she's going to try and hide in the top ceiling, and she's observing all this. Do we have comms that are in the ship that are, like, to each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should always have comms.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
Bearing in mind that you do have to speak out loud. Which...
Right. But she's going to whisper, and she's going to... I'm going to hopefully fold that into my sneak roll.
Sure.
And she's going to whisper... relaying the lay of the land. Like, hey, Anton, you gotta get down here quick. Okay, there's three guys, and trying to get into the gun locker, and
They're in my room?
Correction, they are in the gun locker already.
Correction,
they're in my room?
They're in the gun locker.
They're touching Anton's guns?
They're touching your stuff. They've got all through your little sleeping bag thing, and one of them had, like, a whole handful of your special meat dog things.
This I cannot abide.
Oh, and also, I think we need more firepower. Hey, Squirtle. Well,
there's a problem.
And Wang, you should get here too. And Pappy, I don't know if there's anything you can do from the pilot seat, but I don't know.
I got a few ideas.
Maybe rock people around a little bit.
Don't worry, I got an idea. Basically, he leans into the curly CB handset and goes, listen, if there is a time, I am going to, we'll call it ready in action. To cut the ship's gravity. If y'all say, what's a good word that's difficult to...
Marzipan.
If you say marzipan, I'm going to cut the gravity.
Okay.
I can do that, right, Stan?
Absolutely.
All right.
Marzipan it is. I'm going to hold up here. I'm in the ceiling just watching things, and maybe I can shoot them from here, but I'm going to try and stay hidden.
All right.
And that's, yeah, she's going to observe the situation, and I'm going to draw my dragon gun.
Cool.
Which I haven't actually used and don't know what it does.
Yeah.
Aim that down from the ceiling, but she's definitely trying to maintain cover and waiting for reinforcements.
Okay.
I feel like there's nothing that can possibly go wrong.
Look, she's not, like, you know, great at physics.
As CB aims her chemical rocket in a soon-to-be zero-G environment, Anton.
Yep.
You come around the corner.
Gotcha. I've got line of sight on the gun locker.
Mm-hmm.
Anton has just grabbed the weapons that he keeps in his room, which is...
One of each.
Well, I was trying to think of, like, practically... All of the weapons theoretically should be in the gun locker, so I assume he would just see him
having a sidearm that he keeps.
Yeah, I was going to say he's got a mag pistol, and he's got his medium advanced melee weapon, which... I'm thinking it was like a laser machete at the present.
Oh,
yeah.
And he's holding them akimbo, and he's very angry. Mm-hmm. So he's going to bull rush that door while dumping the entire magazine out of the mag pistol at him.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll to hit whichever guy I have eyes on.
Okay, let me check. Mag pistol.
Can't do burst fire from a mag pistol.
Yeah, it doesn't do burst.
That was flavor. He's just shooting. Yeah.
Okay.
I know mag pistol's a D8, and I don't have my bonus for it being my special gun. That's a 25.
To hit?
Yes.
Jeez.
I'm a warrior. I'm good at things. I've got...
let me check
the one thing I'm really good at.
Well, you're really good at noticing things now.
That's true. It's the two things I'm really good at.
Yeah, you beat the AC by 11.
Well, that's only... You add dex and something else.
And your shoot skill?
Dex and shoot to damage.
Yeah, do you have gunslinger?
No, I don't. My intention was to finally use my close combat focus. So I'm running up and shooting at him, and then I'm just going ham with the machete next round.
Got it.
So that is...
You're John Wicking it.
Hell yeah, brother. That's 4 damage all day.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember if the mag pistol had a... Because I know the mag rifle is like 2d8 plus 2 or something.
Yeah, mag pistol is 2d6 plus 2.
2d6... Oh, that was d8. Never mind, I rolled the wrong dice. 2d6 plus 2. Well, that's much better. That's 11... That's 13 damage.
Damn.
There you go. As usual, let me give this guy some hit points real quick.
Take him right away.
Yep. Yeah, so you come running up from the side. He is engaged with Shank. That was quick. It's one. You get it on the drive home.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
But you catch him unawares and make a bloody miss out of the side of his head.
Oh, shit. Man. Nice.
Still two guys in there, though, despite your super stealthy
frontal assault.
Frontal assault. Yeah.
Yeah, but despite rushing the fucking door down. Yeah. You don't touch my guns, man. Bang, bang.
Those are my fucking coon dogs!
Mackie.
I think I slipped back into Cheech Marin there
for a second. What's up, Scott Eddie? What can I do for you today?
That happens when he gets excited.
Yeah.
It's whatever you want to do.
Well, I think that what I'm going to do, in keeping with my stated purpose so far, is that I am going to wait for someone to say marzipan, and Mackie, I don't know if it's a button he can push or if he has that, like, a plug he has to pull apart. But if there is an opportune time for there to be no gravity for my friends.
Yeah, there's a paperclip that is held in place with gum, and you're just going to pry that off, and the gravity will go.
All right, fantastic.
See, I had an idea. Knowing that it's, like, our gun locker, and I know everything that's in there, knowing that there's probably, like, remote mines and shit, I could just, like, push the button. But then I'm like, but then I'm going to blow up my own gun locker. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that we can maybe hold in reserve in case of emergencies, but
there's also a fucking set of power armor in there that I really shouldn't have said, because Dan might not have remembered.
Well, fuck. All right. So, yeah, Mackie's got his finger on the paperclip. That's his turn.
Okay. Squiddle, you come around the corner. You see Anton charging up ahead of you with the redneck lightsaber. He blasts the dude with a laser, or with a mag pistol. And, yeah, you're there to lend him support, I suppose. So what do you want to do?
So he's at the door to the gun locker at the moment. I'm at one end of a corridor.
Yep, he's closing on the door. So he's between you and the target.
Okay. Do I have enough movement to move up to the door and fire wildly around the corner?
So with Anton kind of in the way, you can match pace with him and be right behind him if you want.
Okay.
But I don't think you'll have a clear shot right now. He took out the one guy that was on the far side of the frame. These guys are kind of like have better cover from you guys.
Okay. I will match pace then just behind Anton. What's that thing that they do where they put their hand on the shoulder? I'll do that.
Nice. So, all right. SWAT team skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you utter your famous catchphrase.
You know, the thing Squiddle always says. Yeah. We don't ever do it on mic.
Expand the lore.
It's Squiddle time.
No.
It's Squiddle time.
No.
I'm not saying.
I'm going to blow you to...
I don't blame you.
I'm going to blow you to Squiddle hells.
No. I haven't got a clue.
That's his catchphrase.
I haven't got a clue. I'll tap you on the shoulder, Anton.
Anton, your concerns fade away in a boost of morale as you hear Squiddle Bell's famous catchphrase. You're like, okay, I'm present in the moment.
Pumps.
Now, while Cullen is still definitely here, we're up to the villain known as Dude One.
All right.
On my initiative list. I actually do need Cullen for this because he's the target.
Well,
I fucked up.
In that case, may I suggest a name change?
From Dude One?
Yeah.
He'll earn his name when he doesn't have zero hit points at the end of the
fight. I think you're going to really hate what I'm going to suggest.
Okay, well, all right, I'm in.
Because it's not funny.
Okay.
It's not good.
All right.
Duno.
Duno.
Dude Uno.
I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, this is kind of a stupid question to be asking at almost like 100 episodes in, but... Does the Grace have, like, closed-circuit cameras that I can cycle through and maybe see what's going on?
Yes. Most of them are located in the restrooms.
Right.
But there are some in other areas of the ship.
No, Mackie's just clicking through the restrooms like, I gotta do something about this. This is next door to
looking,
useless.
It's looking up out of toilet bowls the whole time.
We have too many restrooms.
We have a preponderance of restrooms that just go unused. I don't know what the... Okay, there it is. And if he sees what's going on, I'm gonna open a closed channel to Squiddle. Mr. Bell, can you hear me?
Yes, Mackie.
All right. Look, I know Anton, and they touched his guns, so he's probably going to want to murder all of them with extreme prejudice.
Could you see about keeping maybe just one of them alive for a little while? I'd like to talk to him and just make sure this is a random act of violence and not some sort of, like, targeted thing on the part of our many enemies.
I'll try. And I'll pat his back.
Thanks. Much obliged.
I feel like I should probably also tell you, since you're looking, you're one of the cameras, the one you finally land on.
Yeah?
Is actually in the gun locker.
Okay.
And you can see that one of the guys still has his laser pistol and looks like he's about to engage Anton. The other has thrown down his laser pistol and is unlatching a case that you know contains a heavy machine gun.
I'm going to flip back over to the
Marzipan
channel and be like, Anton, just so you know, there's about to be a heavy weapon deployed in that locker, like imminently.
Yup.
I know I'm bringing it.
You got it. You got it.
I got heavy weapons 1 and 2 with me right now.
All right, it's Duno's turn.
We're going with that, huh? All right, that's
my hands
cool.
are tied.
I understand.
It was either that or dig up my random name table.
All right.
Stan.
Yeah.
At a conservative estimate,
how
many hours have you spent constructing your random name table?
It's a 12-step process.
Okay.
It's not for use with us. It's for himself.
Yeah.
It's like a classic car collector. The point is not the driving. It's the procuring.
How does a 15 do against Anton? You're definitely not wearing any, like, heavy armor, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm trying to remember. He's got his...
I know you have a flight suit.
Subdermal plating.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Because his vac suit is his armor that he wears all the time. It's his armored vac suit. That's a 17 AC.
Oh, okay.
But he would just be in, like, regular around the ship clothes, so I'm pretty sure he's just got subdermal plating, which I can't remember if that's a 15 or a 16.
Let me check for you.
I think it is a 15.
Let's give it up for laptop touchpads.
I want to see if I can beat you in the book.
Oh, it's a real John Henry situation you got going on here.
No, don't. I'm sure I'll get it in a second.
Hey, wait, you're not even touching the touchpad.
Can't you just do Control F?
You'd think so. In a world created by a loving God, yeah, you could. In this case, it finds a lot of words that aren't what you typed in.
Subdermal can't show up that many times.
I don't think it's actually called that.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Dermal armor, AC 16.
Wait, I just found it. Fuck off.
A fine subcutaneous reinforcement mesh provides significant protection against impacts and cuts. Someone with the implant has AC 16 and is immune to shock damage.
Cool.
Okay, so yeah. I guess it does not hit.
Lucky. That was a lot of reading for nothing.
I was
fucking high school again.
Take some damage.
Okay, Bill Hicks.
I mean, I think we all learned something here.
We learned what they see for dermal plating is.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay real money. We're not going to remember that next time we need it.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There you go.
Shank is up.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Shank says, I'm going to show these boys how it's done. First, you roll a d20.
Mm-hmm.
And you fucking nail it. Shank got a 19.
Oh, shit.
Laser pistol, 1d6. On a 1d6, Shank rolls 6.
Damn.
Shank. Nice. Glad we waited.
Shank. It's a complicated girl. No one understands her but a squirtle.
Shank.
Shank.
Damn right.
Oh, that's the one you were going with.
I thought it was a Flash Gordon.
I thought it was Flash Gordon, too.
Well, yeah.
You know, so they say that Shank is one bad mother...
Shut your...
Close your ocular portal.
I'm just talking about Shank.
Seal your ocular portal.
Wouldn't that be your eyes?
Yeah, it would.
Shut your mucous membrane.
It's a sci-fi podcast, guys. Get it?
Yeah, so Shank pops up from cover, plinks a dude dead center in the chest, melts his cross necklace.
Oh, man.
Does 6 damage. But he's still up.
Nice. I mean, not that he's still up, but, like, that's a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay, that was sound stupid. Was he actually wearing a cross necklace?
I mean, she hit him with a laser pistol, but didn't kill him.
Okay.
That's my point.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out who these guys work for. So
it was his precious moments.
I mean, they do work for Jesus.
I mean, we all work for Jesus.
We all work for Jesus. Am I going to be rebooting for the...
It's a good question.
I got you down at the bottom of initiative. Next up, Mackie.
Hey, what's up, Stat Eddie?
As you were sitting at the console, paying attention to the security cameras, watching the firefight unfold downstairs. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you notice that the weapon systems have just gone offline.
Oh.
Ah, shit. Attention. Attention, crew. Our weapon systems just went offline. Some shit's going down. Mackie is going to, without knowing what's going on, he's just going to do evasive maneuvers. We're going to call it like a pilot check. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. 10 on the die. And I've got at least one in pilot. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if that's pilot dex, that's 12.
Okay. You immediately do a barrel roll because it's a good trick. Grace.
Present.
You wake up doing a barrel roll with the worst case of heartburn.
I knew I shouldn't have eaten all those corn dogs.
And you can roll me a notice check, please.
Interwiz.
Int.
That's an 8.
There's an approaching vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It is Corvette class. Oh, heavily shit. Armed warship. Fortunately, it's about 2 hours out.
Does everything seem perfectly fine and okay?
It seems like everything has gone to shit around a warm center of perfectly okay.
Okay.
There's a little kernel in the chaos that's fine. You don't have to worry about it, but
okay.
The rest of it you're aware of.
Okay.
Hey, Gracie, are you back yet?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, welcome back. Shit got fucking weird. Listen, I'm going to give you the con. Can you just run a diagnostic and try and figure out what happened to our weapon systems?
I am on it. Program int.
Sure.
That's a 10.
They have been turned off.
Yes, I can tell you with perfect accuracy that the weapon systems are not working because they are not working.
That is invaluable information, and thank you for getting it to me so quickly.
Can you turn them back on?
Yeah, as in they are not damaged. They are just offline.
All right. Does it seem like power was cut, or like someone who is in control of them has flipped a switch?
Somebody toggled a thing in a menu.
Okay. Would this fall within my, like, everything's okay area?
No. Essentially, you're incapable of acting directly against this person.
Okay.
You cannot perceive him as a danger or even really as an entity. But as far as, like, the footprints he leaves behind, you can detect, yeah.
Okay. Are there two sets of footprints?
Only sometimes.
So would I be able to recognize, like, the weapons being off as an abnormal situation that needs to be remedied?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's what I'm going to do, is bring them back online. Bring them back to bear.
Okay. That'll take your turn.
Yep.
A doorway in the corridor opens next to you, Squirtle, and a hunched-over NZ is looking out at you. In his big, powerful claw, he's holding a mixing bowl, and he has a weird chef hat sitting on the doll head.
Does he have an apron?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Is it a doll's apron?
Yes. It looks like a baby's bib. And he says, oh, hey, coming through, and walks out past you.
Helpful.
Oh, what's going on here? He stops, takes a step back.
And I'll nod towards the door and go, gunfight, NZ.
Ah, jeez. He heads on to the elevator.
Good cameo.
I'll do it. Not my department.
I'm a sex book now. If they did said sex fight, I'd have shown him what's up.
How close to sex fight do you have to get for him to get involved? Like, does it have to specifically be sex fight, or can you be like, it's a sword fight, and he's like, I get it, I'm down.
The waiver is pretty long, so
no one's ever actually reached the end of it.
So it totally depends on your... he runs a whole Session Zero all his own.
Fair enough.
And we're back around to the top with CB.
All right. So CB knows there's a guy who's about to get a machine gun to bear.
Yeah. And I think it might do for a quick explanation of how heavy weapons work.
Uh-huh.
Just so we all are clear on the rules.
Okay.
They do not roll to hit. They hit everything in their arc of fire.
Okay.
So the only way to avoid a heavy weapon like a machine gun is hard cover. If you're standing out there and the dude pulls the trigger, probably dead.
I have a very wild idea that might be like, yeah, no. First thing is, Pappy, it seems like marzipan is a go.
Mackie yanks the paperclip out of the connector and gravity goes null.
Nice.
Okay, so what I want to do once gravity is null is if there's
I want to hear what you want to do.
This is what I want to do. So what I want to do is I would like to, if there is an access, so like I'm in the ceiling, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I want to crawl basically forward to the ceiling above the weapons locker.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to open up a way for me to get into the weapons locker.
Sure.
And I want to try and grab, when the gravity goes haywire, I want to try and grab with my Huckleberry 3.5. I don't know if it works on either hand. But anyway, I want to try and grab the machine gun as mm-hmm. it's floating around, pour whatever small portion of that is into the other hand, and basically break it.
Mm.
That's my wild idea.
So the Huckleberry makes a copy. It doesn't
like, break it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
well,
then I want to grab it and jam a thing into it.
Okay.
I still want to try and break it. I was hoping I could use the Huckleberry.
Well, you could, you held the heavy machine gun in the printing hand. You could 3D print
something into it.
Like, yeah, like a dildo through the middle of it.
Well, she could print her new badge into it.
I like a dildo, but okay.
Can I advocate an interpretation?
Sure.
So it's designed to help you cheat at cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you create an ace of spades in your right hand, but you still have an ace of spades in your left hand, mm-hmm. you're going to be in big trouble real fast.
Yeah.
Would it not have a disintegrate function, too?
Maybe with cards.
Like, that's how I thought it worked, is that it would basically, like, ditch the thing in one hand and print it in the other, so that it appears that you are sleight of handing it from one to the other, but you're using a item.
It falls short somewhat with the
it's not
big ass chunk of metal.
That's fair enough. I mean, even if I can't use the Huckleberry, my main thing is I want to try and break the gun.
Uh-huh. So let's start at the top of that. So
okay.
Gravity goes away. Everybody give me a saving throw.
Invasion?
Squirtle. Yeah.
5.
Squirtle does not save.
20.
Nice.
Hey, does anybody else notice that Squirtle sounds a little different right now?
No. What are you talking about?
He said the catchphrase.
Yeah. You're right. I am just jumbled up from coming back out of hyperspace. And also the hacker, which is perfectly normal.
Anton failed? Cool. Anton, in a dead sprint, finds that he has lifted a few inches off the ground and is now careening and running in place past the gun locker, which we will resolve when we come back to you. I'll give you a chance to like catch hold of something. Surprisingly, CB begins her complicated plan.
Yeah. She's in the mm-hmm. little crawl space, so there wasn't a lot for her to move. And she's also the one who called, so she had enough time to like brace herself and grab onto stuff. So she's like hand crawling her way through to the next spot.
Okay.
And she's going to try and grab and fuck up the thingy.
Okay. So with the weapon locker, I'm picturing not a lot of points of entry.
Okay.
I'm going to say reaching, you're like, you kind of have to like reach down like through a vent or between like security bars or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking this is going to be a skill check.
Okay.
So make it an 8.
Okay.
And probably dex based.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't think I have anything that's going to be useful for it, but my guess would be either punch or exert.
Those both sound reasonable.
I mean, punch feels like if you're
prying something open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're putting force behind it, like punching down, something like that. So I'm going to go with punch.
Okay.
We're going to see how it goes. Okay. So basically, I'm not proficient in punch, but I do have +1 in dex, so it's going to be a straight die roll.
Yep. Trying to get an 8. Statistically, not in your favor.
9!
Hey, there you go.
9 is in the number.
Of course.
5 and a 4. So yeah.
Okay, CB scrambles over the top of the weapons locker, reaches in through a convenient bit of ductwork.
You want the guns to be able to breathe.
Yeah, yeah, that's important. Yeah.
Well, look, the grease isn't, look, in a regular gun locker.
Yeah. If the ammunition catches fire, you want to make sure there's plenty of oxygen circulating.
Well, I was thinking in the grease, you want to be able to vent.
Right.
Right? So, you know.
The grease needs an extra door. It's got a, it has a trap built in to catch prey.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like that's most rooms in the grace, really.
That's how they got Anton. They put a gun in a corner.
It was under a laundry basket with a stick and a string.
A couple of corn dogs next to it. Mm-hmm.
the guy down in the weapons locker, he had grabbed the heavy machine gun out of the crate, mm-hmm. was hefting it, and the full weight of it was in the lift portion of that movement when the gravity went out.
Okay.
Lifting him off the ground and putting the gun conveniently within CB's grasp.
Awesome.
At which time she does, she breaks the warranty on her Huckleberry cyberware, doing something totally not in keeping with its intended purpose.
To be honest, once she put it in after they yanked it out of what's his name, I don't think she went and filled out the warranty card.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Definitely filed the serial numbers off.
Yeah.
Which were handwritten in Script's handwriting.
Right. So far, and I know we're making you roll a lot in one turn. It's a complicated maneuver.
I understand that. I will be tamer later, but sounds really cool.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just explaining why I'm going to ask for yet another roll.
Yes.
We have explained you getting a hand on the gun.
Yes.
I think at this point, you're grappling for the gun.
With a dude.
With a dude who's also trying to use it.
Right.
I think breaking it is going to require like a fix check or something.
Sounds good to me. How about fix decks?
Sounds good.
What she's trying to accomplish is she's trying to use the Huckleberry to manifest like a piece of metal in a place that shouldn't be in.
Okay.
Right. So like wedge between something, whatever. But so she's got all the stuff in her pockets and she's got her brand new badge and she's like got one hand on the badge and she's trying to manifest that into...
That's what you're using to break the gun?
That's what I'm using to break the gun. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Chekhov's badge.
Yeah. Okay. So fixed dex. That is, again, going to be straight die roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have the chance to reroll. So what is 7 enough?
I was thinking 8.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to reroll.
I can't stop you.
Good thing you didn't listen to whoever was counseling you to burn your reroll earlier.
I know, right? All right, come on, dice. Come on, you got this. No, it was worse. I got a 4 this time.
You still have a handle on the gun. You're still wrestling with this guy who is disoriented and spinning around because he's in zero G suddenly.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not a fail, just not a success on a complicated maneuver.
Yeah. And now we're at Anton.
Yo.
You are zipping past the gun locker door. That's the only thing before the far wall that's going to pass within reach. So you probably need to make some kind of check to catch yourself if you want to.
Gotcha. Exert and dex seems appropriate.
Sounds good to me.
Can I try to assist if I had my hand on his back? Or?
Certainly, yeah.
That's a 7 all day.
Okay.
Or sorry, 8.
Okay.
What should I roll for an assist? 2
Yeah, roll 2d6. Yeah,
2d6, just to roll it straight.
Eight. Sorry.
5.
Add my dex. I did bad math, but it's fine. I got an 8.
Okay. You're good. Squiddle attempts to help is no help at all. Really can't overstate how totally useless you are.
Wow!
But you're in a position to catch Squiddle if you want.
Yeah. I'll put a steadying hand on him. And with my other hand, I want to use my hand with the telekinetic nails to yoink a grenade off of the wall of the weapons locker and place it on the floor in between the two goons and detonate it.
Nice.
Oh, fuck.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, though.
That's, I can't argue with cool. Okay. Usually with a grenade, you roll to hit, but that doesn't seem... You know what? I'm still going to say roll to hit because operating telekinesis gloves in... 0G while saving a dude.
I'm down.
From falling. Yeah.
Lots of moving parts here.
Yeah.
So it's a bab and shoot.
I think you can use can you use exert or shoot?
It's exert to huck a grenade.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or shoot if you.
But have. In your case,
that was cool.
Yeah. That was cool.
Well, I got an 18 all day, but it like. Rolled and then bounced and is sitting on top of another die.
Nice.
That's you get to count the number on the other die. House rule. Okay, grenade.
I think grenades don't actually do all that much damage, but
they always attack an AC-10 and it explodes for 2d6 damage to all targets within 5 meters.
I would like to point out that CB is in hardcover on the ceiling, right?
Except for her arm.
Except for her arm.
I'm going to have CB roll an evasion save.
Okay.
On a fail, you'll take half damage.
Okay. Yeah, I failed. Okay.
That was 11 on the die for damage.
Okay.
So
you can round down.
Round down? Okay, 5 damage.
Sorry, bud.
Don't worry about it, Anton. It was really cool.
You're like
cool,
bloody
though.
Stump of an arm is hanging through the thing.
I almost did a cool thing, too.
You did a cool thing. The two goons are dead. Mission, keep one to question.
We still got that dude that we don't know about wandering around doing shit.
Yeah. And you have a med bot that has Lazarus patches, so...
And also, and I guess we have a ship approaching us, too.
That's true.
It's heavily armed.
Yeah, I felt less concerned about killing these dudes when I realized that there was a lot more going on than just, like, these dudes are trying to use guns to take the ship over. It's like, no, there's, like, an ambush.
Yeah.
Squirtle, how do they look?
Yeah, I think we could probably question... No.
Yeah, well... You know, when he wants to kill somebody, he just always manages to kill him. I feel like I should be concerned about that. Listen, I open up when I'm under stress. I'm sorry. By the way, did I tell you that we're being approached by a Corvette-class ship that's, like, armed to the teeth? It's, like, on a direct intercept with us. Did I tell you that?
I don't remember.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have told you that. Anyway, yeah, that's happening, and... I'm off my turn in the initiative, so I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
Initiative's over for now.
Oh.
But you are suddenly getting overwhelmed with calls from passengers about the gravity going out.
Can I just jam the paperclip back into its place?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to drop down from the ceiling. I'm bleeding a little bit, and hopefully Hopper can help me out. But I think you guys should get in there, and we should look at the bodies.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about it, CB. I didn't realize that you were sort of in the room.
It's okay. I was just trying to surprise you guys with something cool, but I should have told you.
Let's check these guys out and see why the fuck they were on our ship and what they were trying to do.
Okay. You go in. They are kind of a mess.
If you were to describe the mess that they are, what type of food...
Pico de gallo.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, man, I was going for bolognese.
They're sort of a... They're like a sriracha aioli.
Mm, okay, okay.
No. No. Quite a bit chunkier. More like ground beef.
Like a homemade.
More like somebody took human clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
And filled it with ground beef.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, man.
And then took those clothes to a Gallagher concert where they were hit with a sledgehammer.
Yeah. Future grenades, man. So, notably, they do not appear to have any weapons or armor that they brought aboard. The laser pistols they are using are from the weapons locker.
Mm. I look around and disdain their choice of weaponry.
Yeah.
Like, man, they went for pew-pew when they could have gone for, like, or, like, blah, blah, blah. It really fucked up.
Yeah.
Pretty basic, I mean, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Laser pistol is a basic bitch gun.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm talking shit about your dead homies.
The close personal friends of Stan.
He didn't even give them names.
They told me they were going to finally do it. They told me they could do it. The one very notable object that one of the fellows has on him, it's almost like a roll of saran wrap, but you have seen in your military career a similar thing. It can be like unrolled into a flat, makes kind of the bottom of a rectangular holographic area so that you can display like a three-dimensional screen.
Hmm. Okay, so it's like a portable
holoprojector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You have seen them used like forward actions in the field, would use it to like show terrain. To soldiers before they, like, move through a war zone, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But there's not, I mean, there's no limit to it. I mean, it can do anything that, anything you could put in that format, it can use. Mm. But that's really it. Otherwise, they are, judging by what they have on them, are very convincing crust punks.
They don't have any, like, identifying...
If they had any tattoos, they don't anymore.
Well, that's fair.
Crust punks would never do this.
I was looking for more, like, if they had a wallet... full of IDs or data slabs that are only partially broken.
They had, you know, a few credits in their pockets.
Mm.
Would this holographic projector be deployable pretty quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Anton.
You?
Would you please see what data is stored on the holographic projector?
You got it, boss. And I'll unroll it and press the on button.
Okay. You unroll it, it syncs to your data pad. It appears to be capable of receiving essentially a call. So it's like it's a...
Oh, so it's like a phone.
Yeah.
Like you can FaceTime someone on it.
Mm. Hey, we should dial whatever the last number is.
Yeah, is there like a redial?
Mm.
No, it just links to like my data pad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Boo.
When you hit redial, Bridget Sakamoto pops up.
Hey, baby.
I got one of them relationship aids now.
I just killed
her long distance.
She accidentally answers in her pocket. She's in therapy. So anyway, I don't know. You seem like the first guy I ever met that I could really trust and open up to, but...
She's talking about somebody completely different.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, that's the end of our episode for this week. I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You know, it just really means a lot that there are folks out there that have stuck around this far.
Want to give a big thank you to Jackson Seib, who composed our music. It is a beautiful piece of music, and we hope one day to be the show that lives up to it.
Damn right. And if you want to know more, or maybe not know more, but just touch us in a different kind of way, go to www.astronomicapodcast.com. And there, you will find a permanent non-inspiring. I know.
That is accurate.
Non-expiring invitation to...
our Discord, where most of us spend the majority of our non-podcast social interacting time. We have different channels we usually participate in, NaNoWriMo. There are community one-shots that are open to all to run and participate in every month. That's where we run the Patreon one-shots, which if you are generous enough to contribute some money, we have special cast-included one-shot episodes there. And just a general all-around good time with a wacky bunch of malcontents.
Lots of memes and GIFs, which is why anyone's on the internet, really.
Yep.
And if you want to... support us, you can check us out at patreon.com/astronomicapodcast. If you don't want to fund the growth of global communism, you can instead just give us a 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice, provided 5 is the most. If there are anywhere there are 10 stars, then like at least an 8.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're a Memphis 8.
They say Memphis 8 is a New York bad podcast.
And on that note, thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Forever. Oh, wait.
This will be the last time. Does anyone have any other Nerd Kit memories that they want to share that they haven't had a chance to?
I think you should, because you weren't here. And You were the life of the party.
Aw. I mean, occasionally. I was very excited to run a Dread game again, which is one of my very favorite things. And I think people did an amazing job. It was not what I expected when I created the adventure, which I affectionately call Journey to the Mushroom Planet. But I will say my favorite memory of Nerd Camp came out of that Dread game, and that is that I created a mechanic like I do for when the tower comes down. And I made the tower come down pretty aggressively early on by crashing the spaceship they started in. And every time the tower came down, if it came down on you, your character would lose access. It would basically get... they'd get hurt, and the way that I would have them get hurt is they would lose access to bullet points on their character sheet that tell them things about who they are and what they're capable of doing. Well, Pete's wonderful character, who is the communications officer, whose name was Allison, if I remember correctly, possibly Amanda?
I believe Allison is correct.
Okay, cool. It was an A name. I remember that. I drank a lot at Nerd Camp, just constant, so...
Yeah, you were the only one. It was weird.
Killed that jug of moonshine by myself. Mm-hmm. No. Anyway, our communications officer had a pretty tragic backstory. Pete's character, she was working for this company as a communications officer because she hadn't been able to afford healthcare for... her wife, who, like, died of cancer. So, you know. But when the tower came down on Allison a couple times, she got injured. And first, she forgot her dead wife. And then she forgot why she was sad about her dead wife. And just the way Pete played it was that every single time, Allison just got more cheerful and excited. And Allison met a wonderful mushroom lady, and instead of escaping from the planet, they decided to stay together.
Nice.
So Allison is having a wonderful life through the magic of repeated blows to the head.
Yeah.
That's how you sunshine. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
It was absolutely wonderful. And hey, hit us up next year. Maybe we'll see if we can get Pete to give us an update on how Allison and Morel have been doing.
We definitely need a sequel. I hope it's miserable.
He left Morel for Chanterelle.
Oh.
I had a lot of fun sitting in as an NPC. I was Captain Dan in the previous captain of the Admiral Grace. Well, not exactly. Temporary, kind of.
Sort of.
Acting, served a acting. Full 30 seconds, I guess, probably is.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I brought that Jeff didn't ask for was that Captain Dan liked to tell space jokes.
it was great.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and there was one that I didn't have time to use it, so I'm going to tell it now. And it is, you know what I love about outer space?
What do you love about outer space?
The weather's not much to speak of, but the temperature is okay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Captain Dan, you.
Oh, man, I'm glad that Grace killed him and put him in the sadness room.
Actually, I think several of the players altogether killed me for totally undeserved.
I believe Shut Up Wesley pulled the first...
That seems plausible.
And then Josh shot me.
Yep.
All because I had a nice hat.